from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama to address terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama will focus on his top priority, keeping Americans safe, as he gives a rare address today from the White House Oval Office. The spokesman said Obama will give an update on the investigation into Wednesday's mass shooting in California and will discuss the broader threat of terrorism and how to defeat it. The address will be just the third time he has spoken from the Oval Office, a place presidents have reserved for some of their most serious words. Obama last used the room to announce the end of U.S. combat operations in Iraq in 2010. The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate what led to U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killing 14 people and wounding 21 at a gathering of local government workers. In his weekly Saturday radio address, Obama said Americans will not be terrorized. However, he also called for tighter restrictions on guns and closing the so-called gun show loophole.
And so I'm calling on Congress to close this loophole now. We may not be able to prevent every tragedy, but at a bare minimum, we shouldn't be making it so easy for potential terrorists or criminals to get their hands on a gun that they could use against Americans.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion today in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a, last year before sweeping into Aden and forcing the president to flee. This is VOA News.